Addicted, How Addiction Affects Every One of Us and What We Can Do About It. Written by Matt Knopfs and Kieran Palmer. And read by Tim Potter. 1982, King's Cross. A throng of people files into the wayside chapel. "Have you seen him?" asks one lady. "No," replies her husband. They've come all the way from Albury to hear a talk by Ted Knopfs, Australia's most famous minister. They never thought they'd be in a church again, if you could call the wayside chapel that. In the 1980s, religion was falling by the wayside, but Knopfs was preaching something different. In fact, his message was so different that the church had charged him with heresy 3 times. He'd implied that Jesus was a human being, not God. He declared that homosexual people should have the right to marry. But perhaps his worst slight against the church was to say that all religions were equal. His most profound statement was probably his creed of the family of humanity. "I am a Protestant, but I am also a Catholic. I am a Muslim, but I am also a Jew. I am a Hindu, but I am also a Buddhist. I am an agnostic, but I am also an atheist, because first and foremost, I'm a human being, and no one in this world is a stranger to me." He was taking the words of the ancient Roman playwright, Terence, "Nothing that is human is alien to me," and moulding them into something that resonated with thousands of families across modern Australia. As Alain de Botton and John Armstrong argue in their book, Art as Therapy, Terence's phrase captures the idea of being able to find personal resonance even in areas far from one's own direct experience and culture. It is when we find points of connection to the foreign that we're able to grow. It's through our connections, not just with our immediate family, but also with the entire family of humanity, with what normally feels alien, that we become healthier as a society, as a community, and as individuals in that community. The difference between us and others can be a source of strength and solace. It is the judgments and preconceptions that we've been taught to harbour which are the source of our fear. Therefore, whether it be skin colour, sexual preference, religion or drug use, the grand paradox and crux of Ted's creed is this. It is precisely in what scares us about others that we will find freedom from that fear. He reminds us that we're all human. 1995, Sydney. I'm 15 years old. I've just been informed that Pa, the word still presses against my heart today, the name I call my grandfather, Ted Knopfs, is dead. It's the end of a bitter 8 years, during which the life has been sucked slowly out of him. A severe stroke has left him unable to move. That loss is visible. He's skeletal. The energy once so recognisable when he was in the room with you is now so evidently missing. His frame is splayed out across his nursing bed. He's always staring at the ceiling, mouth agape, forever moaning, wailing. How could someone so powerful and so good be reduced to this? I have no memory of him from those 8 years when he wasn't crying in my company. From the time he had his stroke in 1987 to the moment he died, I worried that my presence was causing him pain. Had I disappointed him? What could a 7-year-old do to disappoint his grandfather? Could he see into the future? He taught me wonder and magic. He once wrote, "You were a child of the stars." He wrote that about all of us, all children. All people were as important to him as his own grandchildren. "What about the children?" he'd constantly cry out to my grandmother in his post-stroke years. Nothing was more important. Even from a young age, he filled me to the brim with the excitement and potential of life. He would constantly quote the famous cellist, Pablo Casals. "We teach our children that 2 and 2 make 4 and that Paris is the capital of France. When will we also teach them what they are? We should say to each of them, you are unique. There has never been another child like you. Your legs, your arms, the way you move, you may become a Shakespeare, a Michelangelo, a Beethoven. You have the capacity for anything. Yes, you are a marvel. And when you grow up, can you then harm another who is like you, a marvel? We all must work to make the world worthy of its children." Ted loved those words.